Good morning. Welcome to St. James. Today we're celebrating the fourth Sunday of Lent. We're so grateful to see all of you here celebrating with us in the church, as well as via Zoom from all over the country. Please remember to check out our webpage at www.stjameswabash.org to find more information about what's going on here at St. James. We'd like to begin with God of Creation. Please rise.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, communion in the Holy Spirit be with you.
And with your spirit.
It's been a year, right? 1 year ago we started this process. So we've had a whole year of Lent where we've tried to make it through this time. But the great promise is that Lent eventually leads to Easter. We're going from ashes to Easter. So as we struggle through these last couple of months, hopefully, of this disease, we are on the path that God has for us, a path that leads to life, life to the full. So let's turn to the Lord today and ask that we can trust in God's divine providence in our lives, that we can have that same zeal for God's house that motivated Jesus, that sends us to bring good news into our world, as we ask for a blessing today. Almighty God, have mercy, forgive our sin, bring us to everlasting life. And so we pray. We pray that this holy season will be a time of grace, a time of renewal. We pray that the words and actions of Jesus will continue to show us the way to life, We pray that that Holy Spirit of God will give us the gifts that we need to transform us into the people God has made us to be. God, author of every mercy and all goodness, who in fasting, prayer, and almsgiving have shown us a remedy for sin, look graciously on this confession of our lowliness, that we, who are bowed down by our conscience, may always be lifted up by your mercy. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Exodus. In those days, God delivered all these commandments. I, the Lord, am your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, that place of slavery. You shall not have other gods besides me. You shall not carve idols for yourselves in the shape of everything, of anything in the sky above, or on the earth below, or in the waters beneath the earth. You shall not bow down before them or worship them. For I, the Lord, your God, am a jealous God, inflicting punishment for their father's wickedness on the children of those who hate me, down to the third and fourth generation, but bestowing mercy down to the thousandth generation on the children of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not leave unpunished the one who takes his name in vain. Remember to keep holy the Sabbath day. 6 days you may labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. No work may be done then either by you or your son or daughter or your male or female slave or your beast or by the alien who lives with you. In 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, but on the seventh day he rested. That is why the Lord has blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother, that you may have a long life in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male or female slave, nor his ox or ass, nor anything else that belongs to him. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, Jews demand signs and Greeks look for wisdom, but we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who are called Jews and Greeks alike, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading, Holy Gospel according to John. Since the Passover, the Jews were near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who were selling oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as money changers sitting there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and the oxen. And spilling the change on the money changers, overturned their tables, and those who were selling doves, he said, "Take thee out of here, and stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "The zeal of your house will consume me." At this, the Jews answered and said to him, "What signs can you show us of doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they began to believe the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. While he was in Jerusalem for the Passover feast, many began to believe in his name. When they saw the signs that he was doing, but Jesus would not trust himself to them because he knew them all. He did not need anyone to testify about human nature. He himself understood it well. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. It's one of the beautiful things I like about our faith is how we bless our homes and set aside certain places in our homes for prayer. Many of us have little prayer corners or tables with our family Bible and rosary there. Reminds us that places can be made holy, things can be made new, different. 1 year I went to a Black Catholic Congress. There was thousands of people there. We were in a ballroom at a hotel, preparing for worship. But how the community decided to make that ballroom now a place, a sanctuary. The choir, the mass choir, was singing and praising God. And the mothers, the elders of the church, had brooms symbolizing sweeping evil out of the ballroom. The beauty of our church, how we use this symbolism, we use this our day-to-day things that we use to sanctify a place of worship, make things different and new. Our readings today remind us about our faith. Reminds us that we need to stand fast. First reading talks about the Ten Commandments. Tells us a lot what we should not be doing. It's a reminder to stay on the straight and narrow. But in our gospel, we see our Savior, Jesus, at the Passover, where there was a lot of animals and money there, which is normal because they need that for the Passover. There was always animals and money changers there. It wasn't the first time Jesus seen this. He's Jewish and he's faithful in his faith. So it wasn't his first Passover. But what was different and new this time, it was Jesus. In that reading of our gospel, before that was reading, Jesus was at Cana at a wedding. We performed his first miracle. His public ministry has begun. Now Passover looks different to him. It's a totally different experience for him. Some things were not right. So he formed a whip and made things different there. Something new and different. Jesus became in his own our Savior, the Christ, the Son of a living God. His public ministry has begun. In our faith, we're called to constantly change and grow. Just as Jesus went from the son of Joseph and Mary to the Son of the living God. And here we are, we find ourselves in the third week of Lent, thinking, I didn't know Lent had three weeks. I did not know that we had to be doing something. We've been so busy trying to survive our situation today and the many different changes that this world has provided for us that it's hard to focus on Lent, giving up chocolate or coffee or meat, trying to prepare ourselves for Easter. It's good that Lent is 40 days. Because many of us need more time to make a whip, to clean things up in our lives. Life is beautiful. It's joyful. But it's also very sneaky. Bad habits, some things that sneak up on us, it grows in our lives and becomes part of our personality. But Lent gives us a chance to stop and look around and clean things up, straighten out the things that are crooked in our lives, the bad habits, the things we should have done but did not do. Gives us the time to focus on getting closer to God. I remember one Lent I was struggling with the whole thing because I've kind of forgot that when I gave up sugar, I forgot that it goes on donuts and things that I really like. Since then, I learned to think ahead. You know, like one time I gave up wheat and I also realized, hey, that means no cake, you know. But I was talking to a nun, Sister Claudiana. We used to have a lot of conversations. And she was going through struggles because she gave up chocolate. She loves chocolate. And we're just trying to figure out, we're so busy concerned about what we gave up, we forget about what we're preparing for. And ever since then, I decided, let's change my focus during Lent. You know, let's look at what we're going to become at the end of Lent.
not what we're giving up now, the positive viewpoint of Lent. Because we come to Lent is the end of Easter, then we have the resurrection of our Lord. We should become different, new people, not the same person. So giving up chocolate and meat leads to a better me. So I start looking at what I will become. Lent is a time for development, giving up food and sacrifices, but become a better listener, a better friend, a better follower of Jesus Christ. Not just a person who's given up something. The sacrifice is just to bring our attention to God's voice or our abilities not to hear God's voice. The sacrifice is just for us to, it's just a tool to lead us closer to God. So pretty much what we're becoming is better believers, better Christians, those who love God. A small sacrifice to come close to God. Walking in the footsteps of Jesus is very challenging for us, especially during this time since we've already given up so much in our lives. Do we have a need to give up something else? The answer is yes. Because the goal is to come closer to God. Whatever's bringing us closer to God or hear God's voice, it's good, it's just, and honorable. Just think of it. At the end of Lent, you'll be able to hear God's voice clear. You'll be better at prayer. You'll be closer to your friends and family. So when God calls you for something, the world's distraction will not cause you to miss it. You'll be there like, I hear you, God. I'm on it. Lent brings us closer to God. It also calls us to look at our lives and to focus on how we become a better us. Be the change that the world needs through Lent, through fasting, through prayer, through sacrifice. So as we go through our time of Lent preparing for Easter, think about how you will become a better you. Amen.
So we join together in confessing our faith.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God. Begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
As a people of God, we have faith that whenever we call, the Lord hears, So with confidence, we present our prayers and petitions.
For the church, that we may always worship in spirit and truth, out of love for God, and with sincerity of heart and mind, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For world leaders, that they may work to conserve and share the precious resource of water, so that all people, especially those living in areas where water is scarce or beyond their means, might have access to clean water for drinking. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
May we learn that the fullness of life and love can only be experienced through love of God and love of neighbor. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That Christians might recognize fields ripe for harvest and be willing to share the fruits of their work. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us gathered here today, that when we hear the voice of Christ calling out again and again from those in need, we do not harden our hearts and choose to ignore their cries. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have gone before us in faith, especially Deborah and Shirley Barker, for whom this Mass is offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the prayers that we hold quietly in our hearts, for those named in our book of prayers, and for all the needs of our parish and community, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Hear all these prayers, Heavenly Father. We make them in the holy name of Jesus, our Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
Let us pray that our sacrifice will be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice of our hands for the praise and glory of His name, our good, the good of all the Holy Church.
Be pleased, O Lord, with these sacrificial offerings, and grant that we who beseech pardon for our own sin may take care to forgive our neighbor through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
And let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Eternal God, for you have given your children a sacred time for the renewing and purifying of our hearts, that freed from disordered affection, we may so deal with the things of this passing world as to hold rather to things that eternally endure. So with all the angels and saints, we praise you, as without end we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. You never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by that same Holy Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration. Let them become the body and blood of your beloved Son, Jesus the Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For in the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said a blessing. He broke the bread and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when the supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said a blessing. He gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy, this living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son may be filled one body and one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, her husband Saint Joseph, the blessed apostle St. James, and all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, your servant Pope Francis, Cardinal Blaise, the order of bishops, all clergy and religious, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family that you've summoned before you today. And your compassionate, merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow upon the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil, and graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
The kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sin, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant us peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
And may the peace of Jesus be with each one of you.
Let us offer each other a wave of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
May the body and blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life. the prayer for spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Come spiritually into my heart. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Receiving communion at St. James, we keep social distance, so please follow the direction of the ushers. They will lead you up to have your hand sanitized. After your hand is sanitized, approach, and I will give you communion. Then take a step to your right, remove your mask, consume the host, and follow the arrows back to your seat.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Let us pray. As we receive the pledge of things yet hidden in heaven, and are nourished while still on earth with the bread that comes from on high, we humbly entreat you, O Lord, that what is being brought about in us in mystery may come to true completion through Christ our Lord. Just some important things to note as you look at the website. This Tuesday, I'm going to begin a four-week Bible study on the Passion of the Lord, why the cross is so central to our faith. If you sign up, I will send you a class notes. But if you don't sign up, you can still are welcome to come. 7 o'clock, just go to the website and you can find the link that's there. On next Sunday, we will have our ongoing conversation about race. And race should be Holy Cross, the Holy Precious Blood Ministries is going to help us reflect on the role that race plays in our society. And then the following Saturday, we have our annual parish retreat. It will be done virtually again this year. Sister Mumbi is going to be leading us in that retreat, so please sign up for that. It should be a very wonderful experience. It's from 10 to 1 on Saturday. So it's a nice, manageable chunk of time, so you won't be staring at the screen all day. So. And stations are this Friday, every Friday during Lent at 6:30. Again, go to the website. You can get the link. And join in with stations. So let's bow our heads and pray God's blessing. Direct, O Lord, the hearts of your faithful, and in your kindness grant your servants this grace, that abiding in love for you and our neighbor, we may fulfill the whole of your commands. And let the church say, amen. And may God's blessing come down upon us all, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
To me, your morn shall arise, and all your day be bright. I looked to Jesus, and I found in him my star, my sun. And in that light of life I'll walk till traveling days are done.